71-year-old Lowell Canaday is in his element, meeting and greeting voters before the recent Duncanville Chamber of Commerce debate with Sheriff Valdez.
I don't remember. I met you at the FOP meeting. I stopped by. I worked all night last night, too.
Did you? Okay.
But I came out and watched the debate.
Good.
Canaday has been a Chamber of Commerce member since the 1980s, when he worked for the Dallas Police Department.
I started with the East Dallas Chamber of Commerce when I was a Central Division commander. The Oak Cliff Chamber of Commerce when I was the commander of Southwest, and of course when I moved to Irving, joined the chamber there. You know, they're very straightforward with it. They'll come right out and tell you, you know, particularly in a chamber meeting, you know, if they're happy about certain things or they would like more emphasis on other things.
In one of the longest Dallas County Sheriff's campaigns in recent memory, Canaday's been running for more than a year and a half, banking on 4 decades of law enforcement experience and 2 years of political skills gained on the Irving City Council. He resigned his seat, which his wife now holds, to seek the sheriff's post. He beat former Sheriff Jim Bowles to win the Republican nomination.
What we need in Dallas County is experienced leadership. And we need someone that's a relationship builder, someone that can build coalitions, someone that has the experience in developing the plans, putting budgets together, working with people, and establishing internal and external relationships that will complement the type of job that needs to be done in the sheriff's department.
The biggest job, says Canaday, is running the county jail that's failed federal inspection 5 straight years, beginning the year before Sheriff Valdez took over. Canaday doesn't buy the sheriff's explanation that she inherited huge problems there which have taken years and millions of dollars to improve. Canaday calls her an amateur and points out that all 4 of the sheriff's department law enforcement unions support him, not Valdez. Mike Ramirez, president of the Latino Peace Officers Association, explains his group's endorsement.
You know, you vote for the best person that's qualified for the position at hand. And in this hand, Lowell Canaday is the best candidate to get this department and move it forward.
Valdez and the U.S. Department of Justice disagree and say the jail's much better than it used to be. Here's what the state's jail inspector, Aiden Munoz, told KERA in an interview last April.
There is, in fact, some progress. I've seen some vast improvement, but is it fast enough? It just depends on whose eyes it is.
In the past few weeks, the DOJ affirmed jail improvements. Lead Inspector Leonard Rice said he continued to be impressed with the level of dedication to making improvements that could be a showcase for other jails in the country. Still, Canaday says his past accomplishments demonstrate his ability to lead. While still in Dallas, he set up the first gang unit. As Irving police chief, he oversaw construction of 5 major police buildings and developed and implemented a family advocacy center. But Sheriff Valdez points out that during Canaday's tenure as police chief, Irving vehicle thefts went up nearly 50%. At a recent debate, she said more.
In past appearances, you repeatedly have said that you alone can bring leadership to the Sheriff's Department. Yet, during your leadership as Irving Police Department, robberies went up 24% and assaults increased 20%.
Canaday countered that over his 10 years, Irving property crimes rose just 1%. Numbers don't deter his supporters like Chris Davis, a Dallas County Republican Party member.
Because he's qualified, because he's experienced.
Davis was at a Dallas County GOP meeting the other night.
And because he's a decent and honorable man. That's just a fringe benefit.
Canaday faces an uphill climb in Dallas because the county's increasingly voting Democratic. He believes enough of those party voters will split their tickets and choose him because he's proven he has the experience to do the job. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.